brought to you by
Johnny Cantrell's Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Twin Peaks.
Once again, here's Cobra.
So there is a guy that lives in Fort Worth who is 97 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mike Reiner.
He was not Mike Reiner. Let's see if I can pull this up here. All right. I have to say that CBS 11, whatever that, what did CBSlocal.com, man, your website sucks.
I agree. It's like a Yahoo GeoCities site.
Dude, it is such garbage.
It's, and pop-ups and confusing.
Video
and
never plays correctly. Like, how can something as big as CBS not have the capability of putting together something better than this?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not expecting Dallas News type quality because at the heart of it all, you're still a TV station. But if you actually want publicity and for us to play videos and promote you, because you did a great story here concerning D-Day and concerning the life of George Spears, the 97-year-old, you have got to do a better job with this website, dude. It sucks.
Get him, Corby.
Seriously, man. Well, it's 2019. I'm not saying theticket.com is, you know, killing it, but
yeah, it's not like theticket.com isn't masters.com, which is the greatest website
ever,
of all time.
Ever. But at least we're streamable. And it doesn't take much to stream us, which is the key for radio. Well, if you want your videos to be played, damn, do a better job. Anyway, here's the story they did. Here's the story that they did on
this
the...
This concludes Corby Davidson's website review on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On the 97-year-old.
5 years ago on June 6th, Allied troops stormed the beaches in Normandy to liberate France's northern region from Germans.
It's been a long time.
But those memories aren't ones 97-year-old George Spears will ever forget. He was only 22 years old, and Army first...
God in heaven, you can't even stop it. This guy's walking. Oh, and I mean, like, walking fine at 97. Mm-hmm. I have trouble walking.
I know.
And this guy is just still kicking ass.
And in charge of unloading a landing craft tank, or LCT, at Omaha Beach on D-Day.
You can see all the dead people around. The beach was littered.
He'd landed 45 minutes after the initial push and says there was one command he remembers from a superior officer like it was yesterday.
He said, "For God's sake, soldier, if you're going to die, die inland. Don't die here on the beach."
The casualties on Omaha Beach are said to have been just north of 2,000.
As one Marine to an Army guy, God bless you and thank you for coming.
On this day, the staff from Tarrant County's Veterans Court Diversion Program had the honor to host Mr. Spears for a lunch and a chat to thank him for his bravery on that day.
The things that we have today, have tomorrow, somebody made a sacrifice at some point to put us in a position to achieve those things.
What kind of thoughts go through your mind anytime June 6th rolls around?
Just try to remember the people that are no longer with us.
And there's one powerful message he's hoping will last much longer than the memory of any single war.
Freedom is not free.
In Fort Worth.
What'd he say?
Freedom is not free.
Okay. I could have also used, no knock on CBS.
He didn't say Salta.
I could have used more of him. Like, I could have used less bombs exploding in the background and footage and just the interview. Sometimes silence is golden. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to do their job, though.
To
build a website.
When we were doing the segment prior to this one, I thought about, you have been to the World War II Museum in New Orleans, right?
I have.
Okay. And they have veterans that are posted up in there where you can just walk up and ask questions. And on several occasions, I've been in there when they have a D-Day veteran that's kind of a featured thing where you can go up and ask questions and talk to them. And I always wonder, these 90-year-old men that are in there in all of their gear with, you know, how they dress, man, those veterans will... Those caps and their, you know, medals and
blue
everything.
Blue caps with the bright gold lettering.
Oh, yeah. And they're just kind of looking over that landscape in that first room where you get your tickets, and there's all of these tanks and jeeps and planes hung from the ceiling, and they're seeing all of these hungover Bourbon Street douchebags that are in there, you know, with tattoos, and me with long hair or whatnot, just dragging their kid, you know, and just kind of fat and whatever. Hey, man, look at that tank. Cool.
Yeah.
They're sitting there going, I did this for you.
I know.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's that old guy doing over there? Is he serving Coke or anything?
You know what I'm saying, though? It's just, I wonder what's going through their minds. It's like, young man, you ain't got no idea.
That's the thing, too, is that all these guys, you know, you put yourself in a place where when you were 19, 20, 21 years old.
16.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People lying left and right.
Yes, all of the kids lying back then.
Going through something like that. Oh, my God, man. I mean, and everybody volunteered, obviously. Because
yeah,
we were.
You didn't need a draft.
You know what? No, you didn't need a draft. This sounds really weird, but I envy that time because everybody, there was no political affiliation whatsoever.
Yeah.
This was, you were all in. Everybody was all in for the same cause, and there was no bitching and moaning about this guy saying that, and is this going to make it through Congress? This was...
And I'm sure there were war protests. I'm sure there were people that wanted peace that didn't, you know, grasp the magnitude of what was truly going on over there.
You sure didn't hear much about them if they were.
They were not like they were in Vietnam.
It was
obviously nothing like that. But what I'm saying is if there were war protests, which I'm sure they were a tiny, tiny, tiny minority.
Well, all those guys had been brought up with the understanding that this is just what you do.
Yeah, because their parents fought in World War I.
This is the way you were brought up, and this is what you do. You serve your country, and you
trust your government,
and you don't think anything about it.
I wonder how many of those people that fought in World War I. Okay, so let's see, there were 20.
It was 1914 to 1918.
So those kids were all born. Yeah, I mean that's basically a lot of those people were probably had everybody who fought in World War II had relatives that fought in World War I. Yeah, they knew people.
Later. Yeah,
and so I wonder what those people, because as we found out watching. And, you know, it's not no secret, but, you know, seeing that documentary that came out.
They Shall Not Grow Old?
Yeah. Where you got a pretty good sense of what was going on during World War I and how awful that thing was. How gung-ho were the 50-year-old men, 60-year-old men who had been through that saying, go get them, kiddo. Or were they like, oh, God. Because you reach a certain point, no matter how much you think that you should do, this is what you should do for your country, where you're like, man, I can't even describe what you're getting ready to go through. I can't prepare you for it. You know? Not like, go, this is your duty.
Well, that,
like, God bless that, it, man, my nephew's got to go do this.
That message might have been conveyed, but it still didn't deter those guys. And that's really remarkable. That's the thing that makes them really remarkable, because I'm sure they heard a snootful about World War I from their predecessors. And
or not. Maybe they didn't talk about that either.
Yeah, well.
It's not like you were able to get stories of World War II out of your old man, Mike.
But they never asked. You never even thought to ask, because like we were saying earlier, younger generation... To be honest, you were very callous about it. You didn't even care.
Yeah, I bet I could have gotten him going on it.
You think?
Yeah.
But did you ever even think about it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Because by the time I came up, all that had been bred out of civilization.
Yeah.
The level of give a ass about history and wars and stuff like that had been pretty much... I don't know what happened to it, but it was not in us too terribly much.
Like you mentioned Ted Danson, being his character being in Saving Private Ryan as a 45-year-old or whatever he was back then.
Pretty brief cameo, but still.
It was good.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people that were that age. Like my grandpa, he would have been 42.
Yep.
And he tried to get in. And he couldn't. And there were a lot of people like that that were too, just flat out too old that tried to get in. I mean, he had, my mom was born in like 35 or something like that. So he would have had a little girl. Mm-hmm. And still, these guys were everybody. But, you know, from the age of 16 to 50, probably were like, we got to do this, man.
Yeah.
We got to get in this.
I can't imagine being an able-bodied male living in this country and people asking you, why aren't you over there?
I know.
What are you doing? Like, where are you stationed?
You're shamed.
Oh, I run a shoe store. I'm staying home to with my wife and kids.
I have flat feet. They wouldn't let me in. I think back then it wasn't like Vietnam or whatever. I mean, you were, if you could move, they weren't giving you the once over too thorough. You were in.
They needed, lie about it.
Yeah, they needed bodies and they needed it bad. So, yeah.
Oh, flat feet.
Yeah. All right.
Have we done any community quick hits?
Well, we did the one on the 97-year-old guy from
here. I already
here.
Forgot about it. It was so long ago.
Led us into this.
Yeah. We commissioned CBS 11 to fix their website.
I'd say we accomplished something in this segment.
So, yeah.
Let's review some more local news websites next.
All right.